Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Remember, we looked at this during our study of the book of Revelation, that during the millennium, Jesus Christ will rule and will reign on the throne of David. And there's verses all through, talks about how he's going to teach us. As a matter of fact, Isaiah 11, let's go there, 1 through 9. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, speaking of Christ, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. And he shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of ears. Verse number 4, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. It's not now, it's in the future. Boy, I wish we had that kind of righteousness in America. He shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, speaking of Christ. And with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. I told you that during the millennial reign of Christ, he's going to allow people, unbelievers, to live up to the age of 100 years of age. We looked at this in the book of Isaiah 65. They're going to live to be 100 years old. And when they reach the age of 100, Isaiah talks about who could think of such a thing. A guy dies at the age of 100. He slays them. He gives them 100 years. As an unbeliever, am I going too fast? We have some new people in here, and I don't blow everybody away with this. But people enter into the millennium. The only people who enter into the millennium are saved people. Let me take 2 minutes, all right? The tribulation period. People survive the tribulation period. The judgment of the living nations is set up. Jesus separates the sheep from the goats, those who survive the tribulation period. About only one-third of the earth's population survives the tribulation period, but there'll be a lot that survive. He separates the sheep from the goats. The sheep enter into the kingdom. Enter ye into the kingdom. These are the saved believers. By the way, these are people who were saved during the tribulation period. We've already been caught up, okay? People will be saved during the tribulation period. Who are these people? These are people who have never heard the gospel. If you heard the gospel this side of what we call the rapture, or this side of the translation of the saints, and you rejected Jesus Christ, you will not have a second chance to be saved in the tribulation period. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 speaks of that, that God will bring them a strong delusion, a mental strain, that they will believe a lie, the lie. They'll believe the Antichrist, and they will be damned because they believe not the truth. They heard the truth. They rejected the truth of Jesus Christ. So during the tribulation, they cannot be saved. The people who will be saved during the tribulation are all the millions and yea, millions of people who've yet to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Are you following? Amen. This is yes, this is no. I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, anyway, regardless, the only saved people enter into the millennium in their physical bodies, and they will never die. Remember in the millennium that tree of life we talked about in the book of Ezekiel? That same tree that was in the Garden of Eden when God told Adam, of all the trees you may eat, there's a tree of life, and in that tree, I call it the tree of death. Well, God removed that tree of life out of the garden. We find it in Genesis 2 or 3. Well, I forget which chapter it was. That God had to remove that tree of life. And God said this, not me. God said this, lest man eat and live forever. If Adam would have ate of that tree of life, he'd still be around today. So God puts that tree of life back in operation, back here on earth in the millennial reign of Christ. Let me take you a little farther. In eternity, when he creates a new heaven and a new earth, we read in Revelation 21, again, that tree of life is once again back in operation. That's not for us. We're going to have a glorified body. That tree of life will be for those naturalized orders, those people who will be living still and with that blood pumping through their veins, so to speak, in their fleshly bodies. They will live forever. They will never die. Won't that be something? So during the millennium, they enter into as saved people, but they're going to have children. And they're going to have children. And they're going to have children. Those children of those saved people have to be saved. Y'all, did I say that right? My head is spinning so fast. They're going to have children. But just because mom and dad is saved does not mean they're saved. Just like today. Just because your mom and dad is saved, you don't go to heaven on mom and dad's coattails or apron string. You go to heaven by the grace of God and placing your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Same thing in the millennium. These kids accept Christ as their Savior or they reject Him. If they reject Him, we read that at the age of 100, God thumps them in the head, so to speak, and kills them, okay? And they move on. Are y'all following? Okay. All right. And that's what he's talking about. He's going to slay the wicked, back in Isaiah 11:4. And his righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins and the faithfulness of the girdle of his reins. The wolf shall also dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the young lion and the fatling together. And little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed together. A bear eating grass. Interesting. He takes all that away from them. They're no longer the flesh eating. You know, every time I think of this passage of scripture, I think of Lion King. When my kid years ago, when we watched Lion King, was it Pumbaa and Timon? I don't know whoever it was. Anyway, that lion started looking at his friend. Remember that? Who was that? The girl. It wasn't Simba. Whatever. Maybe it was Simba. Whoever it was, and he started chasing. You're my friend. You remember? He's gonna eat that. That won't happen in the millennium. Verse number 8, and the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den, and they shall not hurt nor destroy in my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and as the waters cover the sea. There, I have a note here. There will not be any evangelism in the millennium. Nobody will go door knocking or go to the farmer's market. Like our fellows do on Saturday and Sunday. Hey, do you know the Lord? In the millennium, everybody's going to know Christ. Now, not personally as a Savior, but they're going to know Him. They're going to know He rules and reigns. And that's what it means here in verse number 9. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. I got a couple more. Let me give you these. This is good. Isaiah chapter number 2, verses 2 and 3, while we're here in Isaiah. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountains of the Lord's house shall be established. Again, this is the millennial reign of Christ. Shall at the top of the mountains, this is talking about Jerusalem, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. Now look at this. And he will teach us his ways. And we will walk in his path, that for out of the Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Again, what a Sunday school class that's going to be. Jesus is going to teach us. He's going to teach the Gentiles. He's going to teach the Jews. They go up to Jerusalem, for he's teaching. Let me give you one more. Micah chapter number 4. Then we're going to put it all together. Micah chapter number 4, verses 1 and 2. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways. And time won't allow me to read the rest of that. But boy, you're talking about a wonderful time. Back in Hebrews, let's go back to Hebrews real quick. When he talks about, I'm going to write in them their hearts, I will be to them a God, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, verse number 11, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. I have a note here that I want to touch on. During the millennial reign of Christ, Jesus will rule and reign for 1,000 years. Now, he was only here on earth for 30-some years, but his ministry was three and a half years. And during those 3 years, he affected this whole world.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.